Good afternoon, Firebrick. Alex speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. I was hoping to speak with Mike Barrett, if he's available, please.
He's not in today, actually. Can I
help,
or can I take a message?
I understand he looks after all the marketing at Firebrick. Is that correct?
To some extent, yeah. Although
some
I
extent.
Do some of that as well, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, the reason for my call today is I've seen that you're exhibiting at the IP Expo. And we're helping the event and a lot of the exhibitors promote their, you know, their offerings. What we do here at IT Media is we run tailored email marketing lead generation campaigns targeting a specific IT decision-maker audience across Europe.
Okay.
I was hoping...
No, we definitely wouldn't be interested in that sort of thing, I'm afraid.
Right. Can I ask the reason for that? Or?
Spam, basically. Email marketing is not something we think we'll be doing anytime soon, and may be illegal even in terms of the Electronic Privacy and Communications Act, the definition of what an individual subscriber is or may be. So we probably wouldn't do that.
Right. The way we work here is we have a database that's sourced through S3, the recruitment firm, via conversations.
S3?
So it's actually...
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you part of S3?
Yes.
Are you? Okay. That's interesting. Good. Okay. So you're part of... You're Huxley, a part of you guys as well?
Yeah, I believe so. We're in a completely separate office, so I'm not quite sure with the broad range.
Okay. Where did you get this number from, just out of interest?
I just got it from your website on the from looking at the IP Expo exhibitors.
Okay, so we've never had business dealings with you before then?
No.
Ah, okay. In which case, you've called a telephone number which is on the telephone preference service list and committed a crime under the Telecommunications Act.
Right, this was just the number off your website.
Indeed, but it's a marketing phone call, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
well,
we're on the telephone preference service list.
Okay,
so
I haven't heard of that before.
This is a crime under the Telecommunications Act, since we're listed on the TPS.
The TPS?
Yes, you should be filtering your data, so anyone you attempt to ring with a view to selling to them, you should be making sure that the number that you're dialing is not on the TPS. And if it is, you shouldn't be dialing it.
Okay.
And it is actually a crime under the Telecommunications Act.
Right, well, I do apologise for that. I didn't. That was something I wasn't aware of.
And secondly, in connection with the email marketing, unless you can be sure that the recipient of any email you send is not an individual subscriber, which you can't be, unless you can be sure that they themselves have opted in to receive mails not from you guys but from the companies that use the data that you guys supply, then the companies using that data to send mails out about themselves may also be committing a criminal offence under the Electronic Privacy and Communications Act.
Right. Our database.
You may well want to look into that.
I'll have a look. Our database is double opt-in.
But the point is, it's not double opted in with whoever you let use that database. It may well be double opted in with you, but the letter of the act is that there needs to be an existing business relationship between the company receiving, or the individual receiving, and the business that's doing the selling. And if it's just double opted in onto a general list, which is then sold or rented or what have you, that doesn't actually fall within the act. So it's arguably still a criminal offence under the Electronic Privacy and Communications Act. So you really ought to not sell that data.
Yeah, well, we send out the emails ourselves, so the emails do come from IT Media rather than from the company. We don't sell any of our data. It's just an e-shop done from us, and they have, they've double opted in.
So what would the from address be?
So it would be from IT Media.
Oh, I see. So when they click reply, it would come back to you?
Yes. So what we do is we host a link on the email, depending what you're advertising, whether it's an event, to go to sort of a registration page of yours or that we can host. And then obviously every registration that you get from the email marketing, the leads are passed over to you.
Okay.
So that's how we get around that.
We're not going to be interested, I'm afraid.
Oh, right, okay.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to let me know about that.
No worries. Cheers.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.